Now, do you notice how John the Baptizer is working so hard not to allow his role to be elevated to confuse anyone about what he is doing and who he is and who the one is he has come to point to? He is so determined to communicate the right knowledge of God and the right knowledge of self. Jesus would later say, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." But what I want you to see here this morning is that being poor in spirit, the humility of poverty of spirit, not wanting to self-exalt, does not lead to passivity. It does not lead to simply being unwilling and not having courage. This right self-recognition leads to power. Not your own power, but you're connected to the one who is the power. And it leads you to courage and action in His name. You see, those that are poor in spirit are those who are the most bold and courageous and willing to pay any price for their faith commitment to the eternal Word, even giving of their life. The one who is not humble, but rather wants self-exaltation, does not have the same courage. And so the one who wants the applause themselves or wants to be seen as somebody they're not is somebody who pulls in and pulls away because they're afraid of being found out. It leads to passivity. It leads to a lack of courage. There is this liberating freedom knowing that there is a Messiah and you're not Him and your life can matter because you have been given the opportunity to serve Him. Think about John here. John is not worried about the evaluation of the people around him. Most people would have thought he was a nut. Who cares? Strange clothes, strange diet, strange message. Who is that nobody to run around telling people who are trained and have degrees on the wall what they need to do in the sense of their religious commitments? Who does he think he is? And we do not find John retreating and saying, "Oh, they're not recognizing who I am, and how can I convince them that I'm somebody important? How can I?" He doesn't do any of that because, honestly, in that sense, he doesn't care. He's not trying to build a reputation in the world in that way. He's trying to build a reputation of one who bows before the worthy one and follows him no matter what anybody says. Where does John's courage come from? Why is he so liberated? What gives him such freedom?